a day-by-day process. It's coming in the facility every day, it's doing your best, and trying to figure out ways that you can improve. It's him seeing the environments where I succeed, but it's also him seeing the environments where I fail and kind of how I handle that moving forward. And so you develop that trust, and that process starts obviously with OTAs and carries through training camp and during the season. And at the end of the day, you always have to have trust in this game. You have to trust your teammates, trust your coaches, and I think that's a good example of that.
Did you, Spencer, how do you manage your emotions in a situation like that? The miss, then have to line up, do it again. Just can you tell us about that, just managing your emotions there?
Yeah, so I was obviously trying to stay as calm as I could on the sideline and just thinking about, listen, you know, God loves you no matter what. Just go out there and do your best for the team. Like, the more that you think about, the more that's going to hit in your head. So just think about your process. And went out there and felt pretty comfortable. First kick, I felt the pressure coming from the other side of the ball, and I just felt like it just kind of got in my routine a little bit. And so I felt like that disappointment right after the kick. I kind of got hit after the play, so there was a lot of chaos going on. I saw the flag was thrown, and then it was like reset. Reset your mentality. You know you're getting another opportunity. Whatever happened in the past, you just got to flush it. You got to rethink about your mentality. It's rise down, follow through straight, and hopefully that thing goes through. And I was able to do a good job of resetting that instance and hitting a good kick for the team.
The second that goes through, just what goes through your mind, somewhere with your team.
I don't know if anything did. I got swarmed so fast. I looked up, I saw it going through, and it was like, bang, it's just joy. That's the only emotion to feel.
Because to contribute to being 2-0, be perfect for those 2 weeks, like, what's that mean for you and your confidence in this team?
I mean, confidence in your teammates and trust. You know, I'm glad that I can perform my job for the team. I feel that pressure. I want to perform for those guys. And so there's a feeling of relief and joy when we're able to do that. And then it's back to work and preparing for the next opportunity and developing the consistency to follow up.
Shane was trying to manage that situation, like, you know, do I just run the clock down so that they don't get the ball back and all that? But it's also a long field goal. I don't know, did you kind of realize at some point, like, oh, this is going to be a long one?
So I always prepare like it's going to be. Prepare like the situation is going to be the hardest situation possible, and it can only get easier. Mm-hmm. So I thought, like, all right, game winner, really long kick, you know, get yourself in that mentality. And then I just trust the coaches to do their thing and do the management, because I don't know that much about football. So I just trust them to do their thing. I'm like, they'll give me an opportunity, and then it's just my job to execute at the end of the day.
Will missing on the other end, does that register, you know, when you see the opposing kicker miss his chance to make an impact and just the reality of your situation?
Well, you feel for him. Obviously, you want all the guys to succeed, but you want to win at the end of the day. And so I didn't really feel anything with his miss. It was more so like, oh, now I know I'm getting an opportunity. I know that it's going to be coming down to me. So get my mind in the spot that I need to go out there and hit that kick.